unfortunately, for some reason, some of the younger people are not getting tested soon enough. And sadly, some of them are so sick when they're diagnosed that they're immediately being admitted into the hospital. And that's sad because then they have a very rough road to regaining their health. I think part of it, a big part of it, is a barrier is stigma and discrimination still. So many people think, well, I don't want anybody to know, and if I am positive, you know, there's probably not anything that they can do about it. So they are possibly less educated or informed about what can be done. And the stigma and discrimination is alive and well, unfortunately. So that really keeps a lot of people from seeking to be tested, because then that means they have doctor's appointments and they have medications, and what if somebody finds out? And, you know, it's the whole thing where if I test positive, am I going to lose my family? Am I going to lose my loved ones? Are they going to, you know, not want to talk to me anymore? And so there's a whole lot of reasons why people may not get tested.